Welcome to our Composites Launch podcast episodes of Composites 360 on Tour. We bring you the brightest minds, influencers, and most important subject matters to your attention. We are here to cover the most current dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Now listen to our latest episode and leave us your comments.
So, dear LinkedIn community, Composites Launch members, Jack World visitors and exhibitors, I have the great honor now to have with me Chris Kenner. He is really a legend in this industry, VP of marketing and even R&D.
That's true.
Yes. And yeah, it's a special combination, I have to say. Thank you for being part of our show.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So let's dive directly into it. Owens Corning is the inventor of fiberglass. So anyone in the composites industry knows that fiberglass is the dominant fiber in the composites industry. But everyone knows also that fiberglass, of course, is a melted product. And melting means a lot of energy coming into it. And by the lifetime of the products, this energy is being given back many, many times because all the products are very durable, very long-term established. But Chris, let me ask you, what is your view as Owens Corning Composites on sustainability?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community, which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
That's a really great question. I mean, I think for me, if you look back at the past of composites, what you've seen is that people have been focused on the durability of composites as the definition of sustainability. I mean, really making structures last longer, making cars lighter has really been the focus. But really over the past few years, what we've been focused on is how do we fundamentally change the whole perspective of composites? I mean, so really for us, we've started to think about how do we move our melting operations to renewable energy? So within the European environment, we've moved all our melting operations to renewable energy. And then more recently, what we've started to think about is, okay, how do we actually bring circularity back into this process? So we've started with the process of bringing post-industrial waste and bringing it back into our furnaces with a product that we call Sustain-a-Loop. We're now working on processes to bring end-of-life composites back into our furnaces. And then probably for us, most impressive and probably one of the most amazing things I've done within an R&D space is in 2024, we actually ran our facility in France on hydrogen gas. So we basically used 100% renewable energy for the electricity and we used hydrogen to actually complete the melting. This resulted in a 95% CO2 reduction in the furnace. I mean, for us, we've demonstrated we can do circularity, and we've demonstrated we can actually melt at almost zero carbon emission. That's what we're focused on. So really for us, the future is, how do we roll this out across the network? And we really turn composites into not only an amazing material solution, but also a sustainable solution.
So Chris, I'm seeing in our backdrop, you have a claim called Make More Possible. We as Composites Launch, our claim is creating sustainable value. So it's a great fit today, this discussion. But can you break us down, Make More Possible? So what have you really done in terms of sustainability? Can you give us an idea?
So Make More Possible, what does Make More Possible mean? It means really taking composites to the next level and delivering solutions to customers that actually enables them to grow their business and to be more profitable. You know, so I think, I mean, going back to the sustainable loop point, I mean, really for us to provide a product to people doing things like automotive or people doing things like building construction, where they're offering a product which has exactly the same performance as a standard material, but has up to 100% recycled content by mass balance, has totally changed the game. I mean, so for me, this is a definition of Make More Possible. And it's really helping our customers to actually do things that they've always wanted to do without actually changing what they have to do on a day-to-day basis.
Of course, at JEC World, a lot of news are coming out. And one of the news, okay, it was prior JEC World, but we have heard that your business, the Owens Corning Composites business, have been sold or you've merged with the Prana Group. And you are one of the key figures, obviously, to ask and get a direct input there. So will that impede or promote some of your activities and ambitions in sustainability?
The acquisition of the glass reinforcements business has been, it's been a long journey, right? I mean, I think for the past 12 months, we've been looking at what we call a strategic review of the business. And why a strategic review? Owens Corning is predominantly a North American and European business that's focused on downstream building and construction, and really in downstream distribution of building products. And really, as this business developed, the glass reinforcements business became less important in that environment. So really, we led a strategic review process, and we ended up in a process where we sold the business to Prana. Prana is a super interesting group, right? I mean, really, it's an Indian organization. It's committed to growth, it's committed to sustainability, and it's committed to composites, right? I mean, really, it's a super interesting focus for this business. So really what we see is we see a company that's really willing to invest to grow the position in composites, and one of their core values is sustainability, right? So as we see this going forward, we see that our commitment to sustainability is only going to increase. And for us, that's super exciting.
Thanks for the corporate information, Chris. So we are done with the corporate stuff. Now I want to know Chris a little more. You have to know that I was looking for Chris all the years, but he's so busy all the days. And the reason why he's so busy is because he's involved in many formats and initiatives, also with the JEC Group. There's, for example, this week, I think it was yesterday, Women in Composites. Chris, can you run us through what are you contributing to this community other than the corporate style, you as a person? Where are you involved and why do you do that?
For me, it's a really interesting question, right? I mean, I think invariably, honestly, when you look around the organization we work in, there's a lot of relatively middle-aged white men in this environment, right? And I think for us to really help diversity in an organization is super important. And I think when you get diversity, you get diversity of thought, you get better decision-making, you get faster innovation. So for me, it's really important to make sure that we're supporting diversity in all aspects. It's not only women in composites,
yep.
It's also culture, it's also religion, it's also gender, and it's everything, right? So I think for us, I mean, really what I've tried to do is really help this group to be successful without impressing my opinion on it,
mm-hmm.
and really just enabling the growth and the natural development of the women in composites, because it just makes our industry better.
Absolutely. So just to give you an example, I have a team with me, Celine and Mary, which is behind the camera, and I think to get the female energy into this is a great piece. And I've asked them to conduct some Gen Z reels. And thank you and Jens for really, you have done so much to get some Gen Zs in, and they did a fantastic job. And the younger generation, for example, and that's my question to you, do you also get the younger generation, the talents developed? How do you view that?
Yeah, and I think for me it's really interesting, right? So one of the areas that I'm really pretty active is we support startups, mm-hmm. right? And I think you look at it, I've spent 4 or 5 years investing in the startup booster at JAC. Why do I do this? I do this because you get a completely different thought process, you get a different style of innovation, and it's completely different from what you see in the standard R&D environments. You bring young people in, you bring new thought in, you bring new talent into the organization. And it's super cool, right? It's super cool. It makes life super interesting. Yeah. You know, and I think for us, it's again this thing about how do you bring diversity into this organization? So for me, I'm committed to that within this environment. And really, it's the values of Owens Corning, and it's the values of the composites business, and it's the values of the glass reinforcements business going forward.
Absolutely cool. So we got the women in composites, we got the startups. Any other format where you are actively currently supporting in this community?
Yeah. I mean, I sit on the board of JAC, and it's a really interesting role because it's this thing about how do you shape the future of this organization to really drive composites to become more relevant and more impactful across the organization. And again, it's a super privilege to be in that role because you get to help shape something like this. It's absolutely tremendous.
Absolutely. And we have seen the composites industry is growing by the year. Chris, I did yesterday a countdown. I was asked by Simonetta how many times I've been to Jack World. So 25, 24, 23, then there was a 22, then there was a break, 21, 20. We couldn't go to any events, so I ended up with 15. And you are with 15 years in Owens Corning, right?
15 as well, 15 yeah. as well.
So that's and it's fantastic to see how this community and the industry is growing, because the opportunity of growth is immense in composites. We are still scratching on the surface if we compare with cement, steel, aluminium, and the like. So thank you so much in the name of our community for all what you are doing personally, in your personal capacity, but of course also as a corporate. And next year we will see you probably under a different branding here. Not sure yet.
We will. How it looks. We will.
Yeah. And I hope we can continue the conversation next year.
And thank you for all you do for composites.
Thank you so much.
You make it accessible to the industry.
So absolutely. That's the mission.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Ciao.
Where people see thought leaders bringing up the latest topics and trends, particularly in the composites industry and advanced materials, we are seeing people working on sustainability and our future. To this end, thank you for listening to our Composites Launch podcast episodes on Composites 360 on Tour. With expert and engineering talks, online live stream panels, and panels at subject exhibitions, we are here to serve you with the latest content that is available in this industry. Whether it is reporting from the market front, like the aerospace or automotive OEMs, whether these are regional events spread all over the DACH region, Europe, or elsewhere in the world, we are here to cover those dialogues, presentations, and events in order to bring you the most creative ideas with the mission of creating sustainable value. Creating sustainable value means that we are connecting also the world with our partners. We invite you to join our Composites Launch Composites 360 on Tour on our digital channels. Be rest assured, Composites Launch brings you the brightest, the best, and the fastest topics on LinkedIn, YouTube, and here on your favorite podcast on a weekly basis. Stay tuned.